Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Christina Roloffs, and she is the naturalist for Shelby County Conservation. Good morning to you, Christina.
Good morning.
Christina, you know, sometimes it's really good to move slowly, and I think you have an exhibit that might tell us about that.
Yes, we have a special turtle exhibit here at the Nature Center at Nishna Bend. It has been going around the state of Iowa for the past 2 or 3 years. It originated with the National Mississippi River Museum over in Dubuque. And since then, after they had it for a while, then they started sending it around the state to the rest of the nature centers.
Well, it's good to share when you have something interesting going on. So what all are we going to see? Are there a lot of different kinds of turtles?
Just the basic turtles that I have and I've always had. I have, like, you know, some painted turtles, a red-eared slider, a stink pot turtle, a false map turtle, a snapping turtle, and then 3 varieties of box turtles. The exhibit itself is a lot of informational panels, a lot about turtles here in the United States, in Iowa specifically, different types of turtles like box turtles versus water turtles versus sea turtles. We've got some interactive elements for kids. There is a big, giant turtle shell that kids can crawl into and pretend to be a turtle. We have a big plastic turtle on the floor that the kids can all climb on, which has been a huge hit. The kids love being up on that. And then also another interactive element is you can take, like, the layers of a turtle and see, like, their shell and their top shell, their carapace, and then you can see also then their organs, where they're at, and then you can slide the plaster on the bottom part of the shell back over again, too.
You know, I wonder how many of us have wondered what's inside that shell, and most of us have not seen that, so that's really interesting.
Yeah, but it always surprises me with kids that there are so many of them that don't realize that turtles can't come out of their shells because the backbone's attached to it, and then you can actually see the backbone on some of the shells that we have in the exhibit.
Uh-huh. What else are they surprised by? I'm guessing you get some kind of interesting questions.
Oh, man. Yeah, we had a little young kid stopped out yesterday that wanted to know how long turtles have been around. And I know that there were turtles around back when there were dinosaurs.
Do they ask about what turtles eat?
Yes. That's a very, very common question. They always want to know what I feed my turtles.
Yes, and what do you feed your turtles?
Well, most of mine just get turtle food. At least the water ones do. My box turtles, they get lettuce and strawberries, mulberries when they're ripe, and they absolutely love night crawlers.
Ah, okay. So when it rains, you're out there working.
Well, yes.
And as we see them, and, you know, some, depending, I think, where we live, if we're near water, we may see them fairly often. I guess I don't see turtles very often. But I had no clue when you listed off even the Iowa turtles that there were that many. What are some of the differences to, if I were going to identify them, what do I look for to say it's this kind of turtle versus that kind of turtle?
Yeah. Well, probably our most common turtles around here would be painted turtles and then snapping turtles. Snapping turtles, of course, can get quite large. They have a very, very pointy nose. They're dark colored, pretty lumpy on the top of their shell, and when they start getting bigger, it's almost like they get little spikes on their tail, it sometimes looks like. And they have that dark color because they like to sit on the bottom of a lake or a pond to blend in, and then they'll quick snatch fish as they're swimming by. Painted turtles are more of kind of an olive green on the top part of their shell, and then the bottom part, it's pretty colorful, usually reds, oranges, and yellows, so it looks like somebody has painted them. And then with the painted turtles, they have, like, yellow stripes all over them. Another fairly common one we would have around here is called the spiny softshell turtle. They have kind of a thick, leathery type of shell. It's not super hard like most other turtles. And they have little spines towards the front part of their body. They have a very, very pointy nose. And they're usually not very nice turtles.
Stay away from those.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, one thing we haven't said, Christina, yet, is where people can go to see this and take their kids and find out more about turtles. Where do we do that?
Yep, it's at Nishna Bend Nature Center, which is the headquarters for Shelby County Conservation Board. We're located about 1 mile south and 1 mile east of the little tiny town of Corley, or Harlan Airport. We've been trying to have some special hours to help accommodate people who are working. We've had a few weekend hours so far. We will be open on this Tuesday night. I have a meeting that I'm hosting out here, so we're going to go ahead and let people come out at that time, and we'll be open approximately from about 6:30 to about 8 o'clock, give or take. And then we do have some Saturday hours coming up also on November 12th, and we'll have the Nature Center open from 10 in the morning until noon that day.
So this will be a good opportunity if people, it sounds like this is a really good kid thing.
Yes.
So
yes.
It'd be really good for parents, grandparents, maybe child care providers. Anyhow, bring the kids out after school, after work, and then on Saturday.
Yes.
Is there a fee to get in
and
see?
No, yes? It's completely free.
Okay, are there other exhibits there that you have permanently?
Oh, yeah, we have lots and lots of live animals. We have lots of mounted animals. We've got our birds, of course, the screech owl inside, the red-tailed hawks, and the two bald eagles out behind the Nature Center.
So live and not live.
Yes.
Interesting. Quite something. If you haven't been there, this would be a great opportunity. Well, if you have been there, you know, always something new to see there at the center. And are there some other programs that are coming up that you want to mention here in the...
Tonight, over at Prairie Rose, since I also work for the DNR, we are doing an owl release and also a hike night. I've been trying to do a hike over at Prairie Rose about once a month. So we're going to start a very, very short hike at 6:15, and it'll maybe last about a half an hour. And then after that, we'll be releasing two great horned owls back to the wild that have been sick or injured and are ready to be set free again.
Okay, and that's at Prairie Rose
Lake. Okay. At the North Shelter House.
Okay, and anything coming up next month?
Oh, there will be. I just haven't gotten anything scheduled yet.
Well, I know, I'm sure you're quite busy because I'm guessing you do some programs for schools also.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yep, have lots of field trips, and I have, 5 school programs today.
Oh, wow, wow. We need to hurry up and finish talking to you. What grades do you go to? What are some of the topics that you go to school with?
At this time of year, it's a lot about bats, owls, and spiders.
Okay.
Because people are thinking about Halloween, of course.
And
I a lot of my focus is on elementary, but I do go up through high school once in a while, and then also do visit nursing homes every other month.
Well, good. You know, mentioning spiders, I've been seeing many more spiders around my house than I have normally. Is that a natural kind of thing for fall?
Yeah, at this time of year, yes, because, you know, they're really coming out, trying to build up their food reserves for hibernating for the winter or trying to get into warm places to stay for the winter.
And, you know, I haven't seen as many now. I think it's sort of past the peak. But those great big ones we see out in the garden, I had somebody ask me, oh, is that spider poisonous? I mean, he was really afraid of spiders. And going, oh,
no, the only poisonous spiders we have around are brown recluse and black widows, and it's pretty hard to find them. They like to be in places where nothing is going to disturb them. With those big yellow and black garden spiders, I have been told that their bite is quite painful, though.
Just not poisonous. But
not
you still
poisonous,
you probably still don't want to play with them.
Yes, exactly.
Kinda. And just let them be, right? Don't they eat other things that we want to get rid of?
Yeah, they eat lots and lots of insects, yes.
So good spiders.
Yes.
And of course, when we mentioned the season for spiders, I guess Halloween is also a season for spiders.
Exactly, yep.
So great fun. Christina, I think you have one of those really fun jobs. Keeps you busy all the time, but
yes,
a fun job. Visiting with people from all ages, as you say, school, preschool, senior citizens, the whole age range.
Yep.
And if a group wanted you to come do a program for them, would you do that?
If it's within Shelby County or like a place that would have like Shelby County residents, so I do visit the AHSTW school because there's children from Shelby County there. But I do those all free, and then anything that's out of county, there is a little bit of a fee for that.
Okay, we're visiting with Christina Roloffs, who's a naturalist for Shelby County Conservation, and I'm guessing you have a website where people could find out more.
We do have it. It's through mycountyparks.com. If you look up Shelby County, that is the one we keep on top of the most. Our basic contact information would also be able to found through the main Shelby County webpage for the whole courthouse and things like that. We also have a Facebook page, the Shelby County Conservation Board does, and we try to keep up and post all our events on that Facebook page.
All right, several ways to see what's going on in Shelby County with conservation, and we need to let you get going to all those programs you're doing. We want to thank you very much, Christina Roloffs, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought from Dr. Seuss. From there to here, from here to there, funny things are everywhere.